Blog Talk Radio.
Sick like cat stacks, real artists stand up, fake rappers fall back. I'ma keep going hard, stand still, watch a young artist go far. Reach for the moon, then land on the star, flying in the sky while you driving in your car. And we seeing right thorn, make it all black when you bring night on. Game so dead, so we brought lights on. Get to him like, get to him like that.
What should I do when I really don't want what they forcing me to?
Stay in tune 7 days a week only on the InTune Show with your hottest host, Miss P, and the InTune family. Every day we're serving you hot interviews and keeping you updated on the hottest news. You can always dial in live at 818-495-6975. Here at the InTune Show, we love to cater to our listeners. Don't miss out. Get in tune.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find that my show is entertaining. Above all, you can feel the love and support radiating through the airwaves. If you're always supporting the InTune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you and I adore you at all times. The show has several access points because I'm constantly asked, how do you get in tuned? So this is the method of how you stay in tuned and get in tune. First, I would like to say that we have an app, so you can feel free to download our app. We also have a newsletter that goes out weekly, keeping you guys in tuned to what's happening on the InTune Show. You can always reference the website at theintuneshowonline.com. You can also stream the show live from any internet device or by dialing in at 818-495-6975. You can also use our interactive chat room that's live during our shows, and you can leave your questions and comments in there if you're a little gun shy. So with that being said, all shows are on demand and can be accessed at your leisure. So if you just so happen to not catch a show live, it's not a tragedy, although you're missing out on a good time when it is live. The shows are all on demand, so you can access the InTune Show on Blog Talk Radio. And we have 147 interviews just waiting there for you to choose from. Also, if you're not following us on the InTune Show on Twitter, then please feel free to do so during or after the show at InTune Show. And that's spelled N-T-U-N-E-D-S-H-O-W. On Facebook, we have an original Facebook page. And when I say original, I mean we have our first Facebook page, and we also have a second Facebook page because our first one is jam-packed with awesome people. So basically, look us up under InTune Show with the Roman numeral 2, and that's the two, that's the letter I twice in caps, in other words, you know? And you'll find us there. Let's stay connected, and so we can embrace and empower each other along our journeys. I also ask that if you're in the chat room and after each show, please leave a comment or your thoughts on the show, good, bad, and ugly. Any feedback is good feedback. So let's get into what our guest for the day. Today we're going to be talking to Seymour Cash, which I'm terribly excited about because, you know, for all those ladies that know who Seymour Cash is, sexy, sexy, sexy. One word stated five different ways. Sexy, 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 sexy. So it's definitely a good look, and I'm just excited about that. And outside of just the whole shell of the outer appearance, he's also talented from the inside out. So let's just say that. So I'm terribly excited to get in tune with him. So he'll be calling in a few minutes. And just a little bit about him. Seymour was born in Kansas City, and he was raised by a single mother on the north side of Minnesota. He has a large family, and he needed an outlet outside of his house. So he was an avid, you know, basketball player and things of that nature, which a lot of boys are growing up. And then he started focusing and training his career on a professional level in music. So he just took it to a whole new level. And that's very interesting because it's awesome that he was able to take something like music and turn it into an outlet for himself, be creative where he can invest his energies into something with self-expression of whatever he's gone through or went through in his life. So that's what music is to me, just an expression of all the things that we go through as individuals, translated over with a beat and mixed down. So I totally commend that. And also, our second guest that we're going to be having on is Mr. Melanie. He is bringing reggae back because for the longest I was saying to myself, wow, you know, I haven't heard any good reggae songs in a really long time. And if anyone out there knows of any good reggae people that they could put me on to, then please feel free to you know, plug me on that. Tweet me, Facebook it, email me at intushow@AOL and let me know. So it was very refreshing, in other words, to be able to gain the opportunity to talk to Mr. Melanie today because of the simple fact that I honestly thought reggae was dead. So the song that I'm going to play for you guys a little bit later on when his interview was up is definitely a good look for reggae music. It's definitely a good look for music, period. And I'm excited to have, you know, music that you can resonate with back on the market because, as we all know, music has changed drastically. So I'm terribly excited to have them both on today. It's a win-win situation, as usual, on the InTune Show. But in the meantime, in the round time, while we're waiting for C-Dash I don't know why I keep saying C-dash. Seymour Cash. Excuse me, Seymour Cash. To close us a call in, let's play something else. And let's get in tune with, let's see, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Being that I'm feeling like in an uppity mood, I think I'm going to give a shout-out to a particular artist that we haven't played on the show in a while now. And that is going to be, I was going to slow it down a little bit, but I'm going to bring it back up and let's play. I don't even know what I want to play, guys. If you guys have any suggestions, give us a call, 1-8-495-6975. But I'm going to play Your Body Call by A-Rock. Enjoy.
Yeah. Carlos Ferrer.
Yeah. Rock.
Yeah.
I like this one right here, man.
Good and I split it. We call it how to go get it. Cause I'm hooked on your body, friend. Thoughts what I'ma do to you. Said you never had it like this. Well, this is new to you. Just lay back and relax as I attack. I keep it sensual. Going deep and seek your deep spot like I'm the general. Come into my spot and settle down. I know you here to stay. Giving you a dose of what I got.
Call it that rock. I plan on rocking that body. Tell your body telling me stop it. Cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Sassiness when she talks. Any time of day when I hit a phone, she knows just what I want. And I'm not gonna lie, she got me. All them other girls is copies. And you dealing with the best. Sorry for the ones who not me. Cause I once and she hooked for life. Ain't no need to say it. Play the game and I beat it twice. Ain't no need for playing. See you in that see through. Now come here and get a little taste. A little taste. Call it that.
Call it taste. I'm rocking that body. Tell your body telling me stop it. Cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything off the tangerine bottom. Cause your body is a problem. And I'm so surrendered inside the girl.
Call it that rock.
I know I got you never anxious. I use on so tired of waiting. I just hope your body ready.
Call it that rock.
Go ahead and head for the night. And while those strings are steady popping, girl, I'ma make your body rock away.
Call it that rock.
Go ahead. Don't be so quick to walk away. Wanna rock your body, baby. You don't have to admit you're blown away. Just wanna rock your body away.
Call it that rock.
I plan on rocking that body till your body telling me to stop it. Cause I know behind your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything off the tangerine bottom. Cause your body is a problem. Man, I'm so surrendered inside it, girl.
Call it that rock.
I know I got you never ages. I use all so tired of waiting. I just hope your body ready.
Call it that rock.
Go ahead and head for the night. And while the strangers stand it by, girl, I'ma make your body rock away.
Call it that rock away.
All right, so that was A-Rock featuring Carlos Ferrer, so shout out to them for Rock Your Body, Rock Away. Love it, love it, love it. So I was supposed to give you guys the answer on or the response to who were the winner of their biggest fan contest, so I'm going to take the time to do that now. I just want to take 5 seconds to let you guys know that I appreciate everyone who participated in this contest because it was the Intune Show's first contest. So for it to be our first time throwing something like this outside of the realm of a normal blog talk radio show, that's what I try to do on a daily basis. Anywho, I just thought we had a great run. And You know, I couldn't have asked for anything more from everyone who took the time to, you know, retweet those tweets of, you know, I'm their biggest fan, who took the time to fill out the forums, to, you know, to acknowledge that, hey, I'm really this person's supporter, and, you know, this would be, and realize that this is a great opportunity that I and the artists opened up the door for people to gain on them. So it's not a lot of shows, there's not a lot of artists out there that would definitely take the time to come back on a show for a contest. So I'm grateful to Jay Holiday, I'm grateful to Anthony Q, I'm grateful to John B, I'm grateful to Shannon Beggs, to LaVert 2, to Chingy, to, oh my goodness, the list goes on and on and on, to everyone, so to speak. I'm grateful to everyone who is allowing me to, you know, have this happen for someone that supports them so much. So we're going to get this started right now before our interview. So basically, for LaVert 2, the winner is Miss Smith. So basically, that's at underscore QUEENNEL. Underscore. So if you're tuned in, congratulations. You have officially won the opportunity to interview LaVert 2. So to me, that's huge because LaVert 2 is way back, way back. And in the scope of it all, it's just like to be able to get that opportunity to gain from a group of that magnitude is a great experience. So kudos to her for realizing that, you know, music was music when music was back when. There's music now, but I always enjoy the oldies, the goodies. So congratulations to Queen Neil. That's how I think her name reads on Twitter. And I will be getting in touch with you if you're not tuned in on the show right now. And if you're not on Twitter, I'm about to tweet you that you are the winner of the opportunity to interview LaVert too. So congrats. Okay, moving to the next person real quick. We're going to go with Jay Holiday. So Jay Holiday, the winner of Jay Holiday is, I think it's Shantia, S-H-A-U-N-T-I-A, Basket. So her Twitter name is Sari underscore I-D-G-A-F underscore. So congratulations for that. You're won the opportunity to talk to the sexy man, bed and all those good things. I can't sleep and, yeah, the list goes on. So congratulations to you. I will be tweeting you in a minute to let you know that you won if you're not in tuned. And the one thing that I want you guys to keep in mind, if I don't get any feedback from you guys in retrospect of, you know, acknowledging the fact that you have won, then I will definitely go to the next person on the list to take your spot. It's like a runner-up type of situation, you know, because we have to stay, you know, convicted and going forward. Okay, so we did LaVert 2, we did Jay Holiday. Now we're going to do Mr. Brian Angel. Now, this was a toughie for me because there was some awesome stuff that people put out there in retrospect of interviewing Brian Angel, but I'm going to say the winner for this is going to be Latrice Jacobs because she's been on a mission the entire time since I first put out there about the show of I'm Their Biggest Fan. So her follow is God's Gift for Men. So I will be tweeting you shortly to let you know that you are the winner. Congratulations to you for the opportunity to talk to my husband, Brian Angel. So moving right along, we're going to go with, let's see who else we have on the list. Q. So we're up to Q Anthony, Anthony Q. So basically the winner of the Anthony Q is Olivia Lang, and I think that's how I'm spelling her name, and it's on Twitter as I love My Weirdness. So you are the winner, sweetie. Congratulations to you for gaining the opportunity to win with Anthony Q. So we look forward to having you on the show and get your questions and get it all together because as soon as I hear back from his people, we'll be locking you in for that as well as all the other winners for that. For your show to come on and be able to ask him whatever questions you like. So, yay, good times. And for John B., I'm going to give it up to I Hate Minx. You are the winner, and you will be coming on to interview John B. So just like the rest of everyone who's winning tonight, you're going to gain the opportunity. Once I let the management know that you guys won, it's a little bit of a process. So in the entertainment world, and now you guys are about to be guest host on my show, then you'll definitely see that this business is one of those businesses that don't come, that everything doesn't fall in your lap. So it'll be a little process before we'll have all the dates and everything together, but you definitely can start building up the momentum and letting people know that you will be co-hosting with Miss P on an Intune show to interview the person that you admire so much. So as far as Michael Keith goes, it was so tough because there was like, oh my goodness, I don't know. So many. Let me tell you guys, this has been a task beyond a task. So I have to figure out another strategy in order to make this work more effectively where I'm not driving myself crazy. But the winner for Brian Angel is Retina, and her follow is LYRICALQT. So you're the winner to interview Michael Key. So congratulations to everybody who has, you know, took out the time to join the contest and be a part of our first interactive thing. By the end of the year, we're going to start it all up again, and we're going to have new people to throw into the mix, and it's just going to be an awesome and good time. So congratulations again to everyone who took the time to win, okay? So, again, if you guys do not follow up and, you know, get it together, and then maybe, you know what it is, maybe we can switch it up a little bit and see if we can have somebody come on for 15 minutes and somebody come on for 15 minutes. But, you know, I'll talk about that with the management and we'll see how that goes, because I feel kind of bad that there is a lot of people that's willing to gain insight on people. And, you know, I can't please everyone, so don't take it personal, anyone, you know. So we'll really try to get this going again before the end of the year to give everybody an opportunity to gain. And if I can get two people to come on, which will be double the pleasure, double the fun, then I can split up the segment for 15 minutes and 15 minutes so other people can gain and win at the same time. So, again, I'll keep you guys posted on what's happening about that. But congratulations for everybody who put in the effort and was tweeting. You know, I'm their biggest fan repeatedly and getting their followers to follow everyone. And, you know, you put in a lot of effort, so thank you. Moving right along until we figure that all out, we're waiting for our guest to call in. In the meantime, in the round time, I'm going to play a song and then tweet to everyone who won, and the stipulations will come in the email to you guys with dates and times and things of that nature. But like I said again, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen, okay? So thanks again for everyone who put in. I see that Ms. Rosaline, Ms. Jones is upset with me. I'm really sorry about that, honey bunny, but, you know, I have to play by the rules. And again, if I can split it up where I can have, you know, two people on for each person that was in the contest, like each celeb, then I would definitely, if they agree with it, if the person that you want to talk to or interview, I should say, agrees to having two people split up the time frame, then I'll definitely do that. So all hope is not lost. I'm trying to please the world, but if I can't formulate that out, then we'll definitely have another contest so we can do it again. But what we have to keep in mind is that the rules are the rules, and the rules were to keep tweeting and keep tweeting. So basically the ones who kept tweeting is the ones who builds up the votes, okay? So I love you guys, and thank you again for all of that. In the meantime, I'm going to play a track, and we're going to get in tuned to that track. And this one is Party or Go Home by Miss Trina Braxton.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hop star. Big bully, let's go. Tree, where you at, baby?
cares about the time. We're gonna party all night,
baby. So that was Trina Braxton, Party or Go Home. Shout out to Rosalind, you know, love you, girl. And yeah, the contest will be resuming, so all is well. So thanks for being a good sport about it. C-Cash is not in tunes with me right now, and I'm wondering why. So I'm gonna go and find this sexy man, and you keep on tweeting out who won the contest until, you know, our next guest come on. One thing I can't stand is to be held up or just stood up, so to speak. So I'm really kind of pissed off right now, to be honest. But I understand that things do happen, and this is part of the game as far as show business. Some things don't always work out to the way you want them to. So you have to be patient and still smile through it. So Miss P is still smiling, even though Seymour Cash is not on air with us right now, as he's supposed to be. I want to give a shout out to Anthony Q and his winner that will be coming on, Miss Olivia. You know, I love my weirdness. Will be coming on to interview him. So we're going to play one of his songs and dedicate it to Miss Olivia, See Me by Anthony Q. Oh,
you things I always text to ya. You know I miss you, baby, come on through.
I'd die a happy man
if I could just see you.
Yeah, so that was Anthony Q. Shouts out to him for seeing me, and shout out to the winner of the contest. I love my weirdness on Twitter. I wonder how you guys feel about winning this opportunity to interview the people that you admire so much. So if you're on the line or if you're in the chat room or you're listening, then hit 1 and let me know, 818-495-6975, to tell me how you feel about winning the opportunity to talk to someone that you admire so much. I would love to hear it, and I'm sure our listeners would too. So give me a call. Again, the number is 818-495-6975. Excited to hear from our lucky winners. It looks like Seymour Cash is not available at this time for whatever reason. I heard that he's in Canada, but we were supposed to have that all in sync together. So for everyone who tunes in to listen to Seymour Cash, I apologize about the inconvenience of him not being available for us tonight. Our next guest that will be on is Mr. Melody. He's a reggae artist that's taken the world by storm with his sound, his style, and his creativity. So I'm definitely, like I said in the beginning of the show, definitely excited to talk to him due to the simple fact that I thought reggae was dead. What do you guys think? We haven't had any good reggae artists out these days, so it's definitely refreshing to see, reggae being brought to the forefront. And actually, is a really good song. It's called Wine, which I'll be playing shortly for all those that are on the list of wanting to be a team member. We're definitely going to be locking that all in by next week. We're holding auditions on the Intune show next Friday at 3 p.m. So if you're interested in becoming a host on the show, either being a sportscaster in regards to keeping us updated with the latest and the greatest in sports, if you're good at gossip and you are looking for an opportunity to, express your other hidden talent in by being a gossip person, then definitely be in tune to that show next Friday the 10th at 3 p.m. We're also looking for someone to keep us updated with current in the news. So if you're interested in any of those positions that I put out there, or you just want to join a team and contribute as a volunteer to some of the things that we're doing globally now, we're looking for team members to join a team all around the world in different states, so we can have a location or team members in each state being able to help us, get the information and the sources and resources that we need together to make it to the top. So it's a game for everybody. So if you're someone who's committed to your community and want to make a change in your community, then definitely get in tune with me so we can get in tune with you. Join the team. It's only 2 hours a week of your time to dedicate it towards doing something positive in your community. So if you're interested, you can tweet me and I'll send you the info. You can DM me or you can either email me at intuneshow@aol.com and I will send you all of the information and the form for you to register to, become a team member. I'm really, really looking forward to everyone participating in it. I know it's not for everybody, but you need to take into consideration that the only thing that's going to change around us is when we start putting that change into play, into the universe. So if you want to see things happen differently in your life and around you and with people that you love and the people that live around you versus whether you know them or not, think about the kids that are our future and let's help them progress in a different life. So definitely get in tune with me if you're interested in making a change in your community within yourself and, impact others. That would be awesome. The more the merrier. And, I'm reaching out to everyone genuinely across the board. There's no stipulations. The only stipulation is I don't want anyone that is not a go-getter and anyone that can't be true to the game and not anyone who's lazy and looks at things that fall in their lap because, hey, none of this is happening for me by falling into my lap. I'm putting the energy in, so good things are coming out. So just think about it in that regard. Also, I just wanted to put out there that we have a newsletter. So that newsletter, if you haven't signed up already and you're interested to know what's going on the Intune show, then definitely sign up to our newsletter. It's tweeted a few times a day automatically. You can also gain by going to our website at theintuneshowonline.com, and all of our information is there, whatever is needed. We also have a spotlight page, and our spotlight page consists of definitely being able to, you know, honor someone. So if there's always someone who needs to be, you know, in a spotlight, but we always don't get the opportunity to be in a spotlight. So if you yourself are someone who needs, that you think deserves a spotlight or something to shine on you, then we definitely want to get in tune with you in regards to something great that you're putting out there in the universe, and giving you a whole like write up on our blog, and just basically putting the light on you and saluting you for all of the good things that you do. If you know someone that is deserving of this spotlight, and if you are that person deserving of the spotlight, then definitely get in tune with me, letting me know why you deserve the spotlight or someone deserves a spotlight on our show and on our website. I also wanted to tell you guys that if you're in the New York City area and you're looking for a doctor to help you holistically, not medically, not surgically, none of that stuff, because I try to avoid all of that stuff and try to heal, because the body is meant to heal without all of this, toxing ourselves up. Unless you really need it, I don't really think that anyone should always use medication or run for surgery as a first alternative to being well. So with that being said, I have doctors that are interested in getting in tune with you guys, and if you don't have insurance, it's all good. I will pay for your first visit to see the doctor, and I will also have it worked out where you are paying at a minimal sliding scale level. So basically, if you don't have a job and you can't afford whatever, then just come and be honest and say, hey, I want to heal and I don't have other resources, then email me and let me know, because I want to help people be well and stay alive, okay? I, for one, work in the medical field, so I basically know that a lot of people are sick and dying because they do not have the coverage and they do not have doctors who's willing to help them be well. So if you're that individual that feel that you can use that help, then email me and let me know so I can help you, because I only want to extend my love and support to people who are looking to be better. That's it. I have no time or energy to waste on anyone who wants to remain stagnated, and I just have to put that out there. I love you all immensely, don't get me wrong, but I don't have energy to put into people who don't put it into themselves, period. So I'm not going to talk you guys heads off. Mr. Melanie is about to come on. I'm going to see if I can get him on a little bit earlier, being that we were stood up by Seymour Cash, which is all good because I got a chance to get a lot of things off my chest to you guys tonight. So I hope I'm not chatting your ears away, and I hope you are getting the point of everything that I'm saying. In the meantime, in around time, I want to give a shout-out to Orson for being awesome. You're in tunes with us tonight. Shout-out to Tisha. See you in the chat room, boo. I love you. And a shout-out to our guest also who's in the chat room, 2113, if I'm not mistaken. I just love you all for the constant support, and I couldn't, you know, do this without you guys. So let's get in tune to Mr. Melody's song. It's called Wine, and you guys can see how excited I am that reggae is coming back on some level. Listen in.
This is Peter, Mr. Melody, the one you got. Turn up. Look on them jelly. Them jelly, I see. Mr. Melody, look on them jelly. And the jelly that we have featured. Jelly.
9 to 5, she's a brainiac. After 12, she turns maniac. Grab the whole bottle, tilt it back. Louboutin boots with the silver latch. Gingerbread girl, she's hard to catch. Gasolina, Domina, I've got the match, yeah. I've got the match. Eye contact on the bar, she snatched. Hot little mama rockin', do the younger man, I got like a flock of gun, but they ain't working on ya. Dancing up on her, and I know that she wanna back it up. Got these dudes on her tail like a runner. Work up a steam, turn the club in a sauna, and you're sitting there wishing you and me was a bummer. Don't need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the parking lot, hope in the Hummer.
Girl, the way you're fighting.
I'm 1-2. You're like a washing machine, whirlpool. Little mama rockin' those younger man. I got a cup like a gun, but they ain't working on ya. Dancing up on her and I know that she wanna back it up. Got these hoops on her tail like piranhas. Work up a steam, turn the club in a sauna. And you're sitting there wishing you and me with a mama. Don't need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the fucking lot, hope in the Hummer.
So you guys get to see why I love that track. It's really, really fun, and I enjoy it. I was over here just moving my hips from side to side, like, you know, sing it, do it, move it, whine it. Like, I can't whine per se, but it's okay. It's okay. I can move from side to side. So that's the important thing. I never mastered the whole, you know, skill of reggae dance, but, you know, I always tried, though. You couldn't stop Miss P from trying. I always really tried to move these hips. It was something about this left hip that I never could really do the wind all the way around, like the TikTok and the clock thing that everybody used to do out there. Yeah, still, you know, stressing about that. But one day I'll get it, hopefully. It's still all good. I like to go out there and have fun with it. It doesn't matter how I look. If my left hip don't move and go all around in a full spin or whatever the heck that it is that you guys be out there doing, I enjoy watching you do it for me. And I just enjoy when I'm out in the club having a good time. So either way, whether I'm doing it the actual way it's supposed to be done or not, I'm having a ball. So, yeah. So I'm trying to get Mr. Melody to call in a little bit early, being that we had a cancellation or no show for the first half of the show, which is all good, but I really can't take it when I'm not notified to let me know that this is going to happen, because then you guys get to hear me rant and rave until the next guest come on. So with that being said, I'm going to try not to talk too much and, you know, beat you in the head too much or overplay music at the same time. If you guys want to call in and ask any questions or just tell me how you feel about winning the contest, dial in 818-495-6975. You'll be live letting me know. You might as well call in if you're listening and get used to the fact that you're going to be on a show interviewing the person of your dreams. So this is where you're going to be, front and center. So don't get scared now, ladies. Call in. I want to get in tune with you. Also, I wanted to let you guys know, if you haven't heard, I'm going to be interviewing Miss Stephanie Mills on Saturday. So for all those that are Stephanie Mills fanatics, I mean, I know I am. I know that I am. So this is terribly exciting for me. So be in tune at 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, because it's going to be really, really good. And another interview that I was able to lock in, and I'm really, really excited about it, is Miss Betty Wright. For all those who do not know who Miss Betty Wright is, she's the one who sings No Pain, No Gain, Clean Up Woman, and Tonight's the Night That You Make Me a Woman. So if you guys, if that didn't ring a bell for you guys, then I don't know what to say. Y'all are really off of the game of music, okay? Or I'm just old as hell. Either one of those is happening right now. You can pick and choose which one formulates and fits the situation. Also, I want to give a shout out to Miss Karen White. She's the one who sang Superwoman. For all those that are, don't, you know, these names that I'm throwing out there is a blast from the past. But she's also a woman, in addition to Miss Betty White and Miss Stephanie Mills, that I admire to the fullest. I love Karen White. The messages that she has and the music that she puts together, that she composed, is just really, really ridiculous. And I've been into her since I was in junior high school, period. Enough said. And in her video that she has out now, for all those who aren't aware, that she did relaunch a new CD called Copy and Dumb. And basically that means to seize the day. And she has a particular track on there called Unbreakable. And I resonate with that song so much. So when she was on the show and I interviewed her, you know, I was just telling her how much I adored it and I love it. And so she was like, I'm going to do a video, because I wasn't going to do it. But she did a video. I'm not going to say it's because it's me, because, you know, I don't move people like that. But I think it had something to do with me. Well, I hope it does. But I checked out the video on YouTube quite a few times. And Karen White is amazing. She's beautiful. She's talented. She has the strong messages that she put out there for women everywhere since the beginning of her career. And I'm just excited to have connected with her. I adore her. And the reason why I'm putting that out there, that ladies, if you guys are not in tune with Miss Karen White, then please do so now. It's so much, you know, love and passion and, you know, just big, bright ideas and the music that she put out there for women everywhere. So definitely get in tune to that. And I'm actually going to play Unbreakable so you guys can see what I mean, that this is not just talk. She's really amazing. Unbreakable by Karen White.
I'm unbreakable. Now I'm done. I'm
guys see? Do you see what I mean? Do you really see what I mean? This woman is outstandingly outstanding, if that even makes sense. But it doesn't have to. It really doesn't. I'm Miss P, and it doesn't have to make sense because I barely make sense half the time anyway. But anyway, I love that song. So if you guys are not in tune with it, definitely log on to karensworld.me. And basically, her name is spelled with a Y and not an E, just so you guys can know, because I've made that mistake in the past of always spelling her name with an E because I couldn't believe that it was a Y in there. But it's definitely K-A-R-Y-N. She has a ton of, like, her site is very interactive. She even has videos of her just talking and everything like that. If you're a big Karen White fan like I am, you definitely will gain from going to her site. And, again, that's Karen, you know, Karen. Just put in Karen White, and it'll all just come up for you guys, okay? Karensworld.me. Also, let's see. I tried to get Mr. Melody on sooner, but that's not falling into my hands right now, so it's okay. You have to work through it, and you keep going. The show goes on. So I just want to thank everyone who's tuned in tonight for being so patient with me today. It seemed like a crazy, crazy, weird day for me. Everything is just discombobulated, not happening. I've been going off all day for various different reasons and just trying to make it work. And someone said, well, maybe, you know, that time is coming, Miss P. Maybe that time's coming. And I said, well, maybe it is. I'm not going to try to embrace it. Not yet. Not anyway. So it's just one of those days, and all of us can relate to one of those crazy days where nothing is just going your way and everything is just topsy-turvy, but you're trying to make the best of it. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm just appreciating you guys for staying in tune and definitely supporting me through this whole crazy, crazy madness. For all those that always tune into the show, you know that guests really not appear. So that means that, you know, my percentage of guest appearances are at 98%. I only had like 2% that weren't where they were supposed to be when they were supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Things do happen. That's the nature of the business. So we have to roll with the punches. Roll with the punches, okay? Oh, so again, Dr. Sue will be on the 8th. And the reason why you guys see her like all over the calendar this month, because I had the task of overbooking myself this month, where there's 2 and 3 interviews in one day, and I totally like went through the whole schedule and didn't put Dr. Sue's segment on, so I had to put her in spaces where those spaces were open, unfortunately. September, though, we're trying to figure out a correlation between the 6 p.m. time or the 10 p.m. time. I don't know what you guys like better. So for all those who tune into the segment Shot the Doc with Dr. Sue, definitely tweet me and let me know what works best. Is it better for her to be on for her segment at 6 p.m. Eastern, or is it better for the 10 p.m. slot that we also used to? Let me know, because I'm working on September and October's calendar now, so that way we can find a home for that segment, because it's never going anywhere. I love Dr. Sue to pieces. I love what she brings to the show. And I know you all do, too, so that's why it's so enjoyable and fun. And for all those who don't know what Shock the Doc is, Shock the Doc is a segment that we do for an hour with the fabulous Dr. Sue. And basically, she just gives us insight on sex, drugs, and rock and roll and everything in between in a nutshell. So if you have any confessions, any comments, any concerns, or anything that you want to say, you can voice them at that point in time, because she's very, very insightful on every arena. So if you're a freak in a night and a lady in a weekend and whatever the hell is, however you put that all together, that is definitely the show that you need to be in tune to, because we have real talk. There's no strings attached. There's no hidden muck. There's nothing. We just talk real talk on that particular show. And that particular segment is very, very highly rated when it comes down to numbers of listeners and archive link numbers, you know. So I definitely love the fact that, you know, Dr. Sue brings it and everyone loves her. So Tisha, you say 10 p.m. I think 10 p.m. is also a good time, because I think at that point everyone is home from work just about. And for those who aren't, they always listen to the archive link. I have a person that has been a supporter of the Intune show from the very beginning, so shout out to Dee. And she basically tunes in especially now for Dr. Sue. And if Dr. Sue, she thinks Dr. Sue is not on the schedule, she loses it. So I said, listen, hey, calm down. It's not she's not on the schedule. It's just she's on a different place on the schedule. Calm down. She was like, oh, because I was about to say. But that's the type of feedback that you want from people. You want to make sure that what you're doing and what you're putting out there for people to listen to is relatable. So if it's ever a topic or anything that you guys want to bring to the Intune show or see differently or don't like or whatever the case may be, then definitely always feel free. I mean, I'm approachable and I'm open to just making things better, and that's how you grow. I'm not, you know, able to build a ship by myself. I need other people to come in and help me do things that I'm incapable of doing, and I can learn from you, and we can just kind of branch off and learn from each other and grow in that manner. So I'm not the type of individual, in other words, that you can bring your suggestions to. I'm not the type of individual that get offended, or if you say, hey, you misspelled that word, or you mispronounced that word, or you should have phrased it this way, or I think this would be better if you do that. I'm open to that. That's what I want, because it shows me that you care about my growth and you care about the direction I'm going in, versus me just sitting there looking at you like this, dumb, whatever, and just, you know, making all these assumptions in my head, talking about you in my mind, but not letting you know how I feel about it in your face. And that right there, I don't care for. So anything you guys want to fill me in on, please let me know. Again, we have an app that you guys can download for your Android and for your iPhone, so I'm terribly excited about that. If you go to the Intune Show online, or the intuneshow.com, rather, you will basically, you know, get the app. You can get the app. We also have a barcode that you guys can scan for all those fancy people that like to scan stuff, because I see a lot of people in the store all the time scanning price lists. And I'll be like, all right, now I hear that. They're always prepared. And we're also, you can sign up to our newsletter. So that way you can always stay in tune. I'm going to start implementing coupons also in the newsletter. And those coupons are going to be for different, like, restaurants and different discounts at different stores, you know, just discounts on the mood setters, which, for those who don't know what mood setters is, it's my all-natural bath and body collection that I make the products myself, Miss P, yes, 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 for those that didn't know. And you'll be able to use those coupons to even purchase things from the Mood Setters site, which is being developed as we speak. There will be promo codes for a lot of different things, even promo codes for interviews. So for all those that have been freaking me out lately talking about, you charge for interviews now? Yes, I do, because of the simple fact that I have done this for almost 2 years and asked for nothing. And secondly, to keep the doors and the wheels rolling and the show going, that costs money. So basically, if $20, you can't take $20 of your money to invest in yourself, then you need to try to do something different. Okay, that's all I have to say, because I have been investing in myself since the beginning of my first idea of putting a soap business together. I have been investing since 2006 in myself, and even longer than that, I've been investing in myself the entire time I've been alive. So with that being said, is if you want something to happen in your life, you have to invest in yourself, in the projects, and the things that you want to see come together. You can expect to see some things come to you, but not everything is going to come to you just like that. And what you're getting on my show is not just, hey, listen, you just give me your 20 and keep it moving. I promote people during, before, and after the interview. Okay, go anywhere else. They're asking for 50, 60, and better on their shows, and you're not even getting the love, you're not getting the empowerment, you're not getting any of those things. It's just, hey, what's your name, where you started, what music do you play, all the generic stuff that they come up with, just to get what they want out of you, and then that's it. So if that's the type of thing that you're into and you don't value yourself and your brand, you know, to the fullest, then I don't want to get in tune with you anyway. So I just want to put that out there, that my show is based on people coming on that want to, that get it and wants to, you know, uplift and empower. And that's just basically it. If that's not your thing, that's not your thing. There's no force feeding here from me. The show will run with the 20 or without the 20. It doesn't matter. But the reason why I'm doing that is because I just want you guys to see that you have to invest in yourself. I have thrown people off of my schedule because if I'm putting you on the schedule complimentary, you paid me not even a dollar, and it's okay. I'm not complaining about that, and it's okay. But if you can't even go out there and tweet your link, like, I'm going to be on an Intune show, I'm going to be on an Intune show, and let people know so you can have a good turnaround, really? So I have a problem with people that can't invest in themselves, and when you do give something complimentary, people don't take you for granted anyway. So at least this time, if I have people pay me for their time and my time on the show, then let's see how you take that. Will you take that for, you know, granted, or will you take for granted something that's given to you because you think that it's supposed to, you obligated, I'm obligated to sit there and uplift and empower you for nothing every day of your life because you think that because you have 20,000 downloads, you're the man. No. No, because with my 1,500 followers, I'm the girl. I'm the girl, and I'm okay with 1,500. You know what I mean? So my thing is you have to invest in yourself to get anywhere in this life. That goes for your children. You have to invest in them for them to be functional adults. You have to invest in yourself as an adult to be functional. So if you can't invest on my show, then definitely it's all good. Keep it moving. We love you, and I'll see you around town because that's where I'm at with it. Stop wasting my time with filling out applications for interviews that you're no longer interested in because it's in plain English that it is a course. You get to pick the package you want to buy, and it starts from $20. I have to pay an assistant. I have to pay for my websites. I have to pay for anything that's special that I'm bringing to the show. So that's just showing you investing. So I'm going to leave that alone for now, and I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm not trying to talk your heads off. I'm just letting you know where I'm coming from. Period. Invest. Okay? Definitely. So also we have a speed networking thing on the 26th that's coming up, and I want you guys to understand one thing. This speed networking event is going to be huge. We had one prior, and now we're doing another one. There's going to be 10 people that are able to come on that I invited on the show for 10 minutes to talk about their brand, their label, their business, their expertise, etc. So in 10 minutes, you're going to be talking to 20,000 people, and that's not even mentioning archived people that come on the archived links, you know what I mean? So or the downloads from the app and things of that nature. I'm happy to announce that our information and what we're outsourcing is in Japan, is in Asia, is in India. So this is what's happening on the Intune show. So to miss an opportunity to be able to showcase yourself, to miss any opportunity when I have specialists and experts on the show is really inexcusable to me. Because people will tune in for junk. People will tune in for gossip. People will tune in to be on a show that's full of cursing and negativity. But when you have something that you're trying to outsource as far as positivity and it's all at a complimentary level, no one appreciates it the same way. The Intune show is not just about music. It's not. But I'm going to teach you guys, if you're going to be, I'm going to teach you what I'm learning along the way. Okay, I'm only trying to put out what I'm learning myself. On a positive level. So with that being said, if you haven't signed up yet for the show, for the 10-minute increment of time to broadcast yourself, then definitely I have 3 slots available for August 26th at 4 o'clock is going down. If not, then the next one coming up, I'm charging $5 for submissions. This one is complimentary and it's 3 spots. So if you're interested, then let's make it happen. The next one for September will be a $5 charge, just letting you guys know ahead of time. Y'all hearing it live, okay? So with that being said, guys, let's just take it over to another song. Let's listen to Jay Holiday, Take It Down a Bit, Calm Me Down, because I swear to God, I think that time is coming because I'm on a rampage. For real. So let's slow it down. Let's tune in to Mr. Jay Holiday, you know, and if you missed my interview with Jay Holiday, he is like the sweetest thing. So tune in. This one is called Sign Your Name by Jay Holiday.
If you mind, and every time room on it.
Where you want.
I'm gonna start off with the day so perfect. Time I get down to the eighth, I'm a Curtis.
Holiday, I love you. Sign your name on it. Anytime, Jay. Did I say that? Anyway, our guest of the evening is in tune with us right now, so let's bring him on, Mr. Melody. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you. I just want to thank you first off for taking the time to get in tune with us and allowing us to gain on you. So we played your song, Wine, and I actually really, really love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Grind hard? Yeah, we're trying hard. We're trying real hard to get this message out. You know, it's like a, you know, feel good music. We're trying to just, you know, dance, have a good time. You know what I'm saying? We only got one life to live, and, you know, it's best if, you know, you have good vibes.
Yes, definitely. So, first of all, I want to say that I stated a few times this during the session of this show that, you know, I actually thought reggae was dead, to be honest with you, because there has not been any good reggae music out there on the airwaves in such a long time. But after, you know, listening to your song, I was like, wait, this is it. This is it. It's back. It's happening right now as we speak. So kudos to you for, you know, putting that feel-good reggae music back out there so people like myself can come out of that whole, you know, realm of reggae's dead. So have you heard that a lot about reggae, that reggae music is dead?
In certain aspects, yes. But, I mean, basically, like right now, I mean, what we did with this song, to reach people is we infuse, you know, the pop with, you know, a hint of dancehall, you know, which is a form of reggae. And actually, you know, the combination, it made a big blast off, you know. So, but as far as, like, reggae music, I mean, it's here still. It's there, you know. It's just, you know, a lot, you know, in America it's kind of more toned down. You know, you don't really get the full aspect of it. But worldwide, reggae music, you know, it will never die. It's just, you know, you know, the airwaves, you know, are a little more reluctant to it, you know, to play it. You know, it's kind of freedom of speech on certain things. Certain stations can't agree. And you know how reggae music is. It's kind of, you know, it's rebel music.
Yes, definitely. So for our listeners just getting in tune with you for the first time, Mr. Melody, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Well, basically, one of my buddies is a selector, and we call, you know, DJ. And, like, at the end of the night in most reggae clubs, you know, most dancehall-orientated clubs, you know, a lot of times you have, you know, a couple of the selectors usually, you know, start chanting, which is, you know, basically rapping, you know, lyrics or whatever they do. And one of my buddies, he, you know, basically was like, "You can't do this." And I said, "What? You know, really?" And I was like, "Well, give me the microphone." And everybody was walking out, and I started singing a song. And next thing you know, everybody turned around and, you know, came back into the club trying to find out, who is that? Who is that on the microphone? And from that, you know, I think 2 weeks later, my first show I ever done, I was with Junior Reed. So that kind of started it off, and the promoters, it just started spreading. You know, people started hearing about me, and I've been doing shows ever since.
Right, absolutely. So that's good. I mean, I like your video, too, because I, you know, peeped you out on YouTube, and I'm like, I'm digging your style, especially those jeans at the end when you was doing your little dance, okay? Little Asher Watch. I'm digging the style. I like the whole concept of, you know, getting crazy on an elevator, on a freight elevator, and, you know, not letting one person on because he didn't have the style. You know, I thought it had a little story, too. It was just basically a fun video. And the women that you had in it were absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Thank you. I mean, thanks a lot. You know, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring style back into music. You know, everybody usually is rocking a T-shirt and you know, white tee and jeans and, you know, that's not my style. And, you know, we say, you know, hey, we're gonna step into the game and bring a little class as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what you do. And your hair, too. Can I just say that I'm natural, too. My hair is natural. And I think your hair is amazing when you have it, like, half braided and half out.
Right, thanks. Thanks.
I'm about to bite your style. That's why I'm putting it out there. Huh?
That's what's up. We'll wear it together. We take pictures.
We're gonna be twins, definitely.
What kind of shirt? I mean, you let me know so we can wear the same clothes.
Exactly, we can dress like a couple.
Yeah, let's do it.
Definitely. So tell me about, like, when you was a child and everything like that. Was reggae always, like, the first? You know, of course, being from, you know, your family originated from Jamaica, correct?
No, I was born in Florida. And basically, like, the thing with my thing was, basically, I was always going back and forth to Jamaica. And honestly, it's like I'm one of those guys, you can say, I got the best of both worlds. Because, you know, we listen to all kind of things. People would be surprised with what you would think would be playing. Everybody thinks, you know, that you're listening to, everybody in Jamaica is listening to island music. But they're not. Everybody, we're listening to country. We're listening to, you know, rock. We're listening to all various, you know, Mozart, you know, all kind of stuff. And basically, I mean, I love music from day one. And, like, you know, I had uncles and stuff that played in bands and this and that. So I was always around music, you know. And growing up, I've always been around music, you know, and reggae music, you have sound system. So, I mean, I've always been, you know, in the area where music, wherever music was, I was there. So, I mean, basically, that's what made me what I am today. That's what created this hunger and this love that I have from
Exactly. So you're working on your projects now. You're currently working on music to, you know, to enhance, you know, your whole EP album now, correct?
I can't.
Oh, you couldn't hear me? Are you currently working on other tracks right now?
Oh, yes. I mean, actually, I do a track a day.
Okay.
I'm putting out a song a day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Mr. Melody, are you there?
Okay, I hear you now, yes. You keep going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, love. So you said you do a track a day.
Yes, every time I go in the studio, we try to hit the studio every day, and when I go in there, I try and finish a song every day.
Okay, so how do you decide, with that being said, how do you decide what tracks make the EP or the album? How do you decide that? Is there a theme
to
what you...
Well, here's what I do right now. Basically, I want to be the first artist that puts out music in all genres. You know, basically being, you know, pop, rap, you know, urban, and, you know, even jazz. So it's like we have, like, you know, I have hardcore, you know, music, you know, for Jamaica. I have another track that just released in Jamaica like a month ago as well. And we're just putting out, you know, in a certain lane. You know, you're just putting it where if it's dubstep, this is what we're going to do. We're listening to tracks, so we'll just take a track and we'll just totally infuse it with something that it wouldn't usually be infused with. So, I mean, basically, it's not a hard process to pick out your songs. I mean, because, you know, you listen to it, you know what the feel of it is, and that's how we classify.
Mm-hmm. So what particular elements or artists do you or did you draw from to help you craft your style in music as a whole?
Oh, man. Well, of course, Stevie Wonder, Dennis Brown, Duran Duran, David Bowie, Rod Stewart. I mean, just Billy Joel. I mean, everything. Randy Travis. I mean, just a lot of Jim Croce. I mean, just a lot of just different, you know, things. I mean, caught my ear. So it's like, you know, I love to write. So I you can thank the Carpenters for that, because, you know, I mean, I really got into them. So it's like a lot of different, you know, people influenced me.
Right. And it's so odd that you said, like, a lot of those names, like Duran Duran, David Bowie, because a lot of people don't even know who those people are, but I do. So it makes me feel closer to you. It makes me feel that my hairstyle is going in the right direction and our outfits are going in the right direction.
That's what's
Everything
that's
is meshing
what
with us right now. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what's happening.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring it back.
We are bringing it back, I'm telling you.
Everything evolves in a circle anyway.
It's totally, totally, you know, and I'm feeling more positive about you all of a sudden. You know, I might have to go get a ring, you know, and be in your next video proposing or something. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
you know,
you
just bust out of a closet.
No, this is how we do that. You know, I'm supposed to do all of that. You just be there. And I'll do the rest.
Ooh, it sounds amazing. Don't get me all started, please, because we'll be having the rest of the conversation while I have you want to be about. So what color flowers should we have? Like,
hey, that's all my job. Just know that. That's all my job. Just be there and look good.
Yes, that I can definitely do. That's my favorite thing in the world. So what are some of your goals as far as, you know, your music, musically, what's some of your goals? What are you trying to obtain out there outside of, you know, just making good music?
I want to reach out to the world. I feel like I got something to say to the world. It's like I want to be able to reach people on all different levels. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell you there's so many elements. So I want to be able to reach the urban kids, you know, think they have no choice but to do, you know, the certain things that involve the streets. I want to show them that there's more to life than that. I want to show, you know, the high class, you know, people that You know, they're no better than, you know, we do this, you know, lower class do the same thing, have the same thoughts, have the same problems, sometimes have better attitudes than they do. So, you know, it's just, I mean, I just want to show the world, I just got a lot to show, and I just want to do it, and I just want to put out good music. I just want to put out good music. I want to, at the end of the day, my name, I want to be a household name, and I want people to know that I'm really dedicated to what I do.
Absolutely. So are you doing any venues, any shows, any touring? Are you doing any of that stuff yet?
Yes, we got a lot of things in the making. Basically, we just, you know, we're getting everything sorted out right now to get ready to take off. So we'll be in a town near you very soon.
I'm excited about that, for real. So what are some of the things that you enjoy doing when you're not recording, when you're not writing? I mean, just Mr. Melody time. Like, what do you do when you're taking time for yourself?
Well, this is probably going to, you're not probably not going to believe this, but I'm a fisherman. I'm a commercial fisherman. I love fish. I have my own business. So basically, when I'm not in the studio, I'm 60 to 70 miles out in the ocean, you know, just doing what I love.
Right.
I mean, between those two things, that kind of keeps me crazily busy.
Right. So what are you catching? Like, what kind of fish? Are you, like one of those people that just enjoy doing it because it's, like, serenity and peace of mind that just have or are you actually catching fish?
Yes, I catch grouper, snapper, triggerfish, cobias, African pompano. I catch everything. We try and catch everything that's down there.
Okay. So do you actually, like, go home and clean it and cook it up and fricassee it? Like, what happens after you caught the fish? Do you let them go?
Actually,
do you eat them?
Before we even leave, we usually have all our fish gutted and cleaned, you know, and then we sell them to, you know, major Hebrew houses in our area.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, yes, I take some home, and I can cook very good. So I can't wait to cook you dinner.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. You better stop it. Food. The way to my heart is my stomach. No. It's so untrue. There's a lot of other things that I enjoy more than eating. Like, I would sacrifice eating for some things, but we're not going to go there because it's not about me. It's all about you right now.
I don't
have you that long.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste time talking about me, okay? So how important is music for you?
You know, I guess actually it's my crutch. It's what helps me operate. I mean, I can't put it in no other ways. I'm an addict, and I need music. That's my high.
Mhm. Right. So it's kind of your addiction.
I didn't hear nothing.
Is that kind of your addiction?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love it. And like I tell you, I get woke up out of my deep sleep night after night with songs, and I got to get up and I have to write them, you know, or record myself until the next morning when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
So do you ever worry about the reception behind any tracks that you put out there? Because you know with life there's the good, the bad, the ugly. So how do you deal with, you know, negative feedback, so to speak?
Like you just said, the good, the bad, the ugly, I address them. When it's time to be addressed, it gets addressed. But, you know, we really don't, I really don't focus on negativity. You know, negativity makes me strong, and negativity makes me work double overtime, you know? So,
right.
You know, you're supposed to, you know, turn the other cheek, let it go over your head. Because, I mean, evidently, if somebody's talking about you, that means you're doing something right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it looks like, you know, you're loved, you know, and I know it just wasn't based on because girls were in the video. It was like they was really getting into you, right? I loved it. I loved it all. But with that being said, like, how is it with the reception with the fans or supporters, so to speak? Like, is it every time you go out and you perform or every time they see you, they're like, Mr. Melody, Mr. Melody. Like, how do you deal with the supporters?
I'm a people person, you know. I mean, so I deal with, you know, I deal with people accordingly. I like to have fun, so, I mean, they always say, you know, it's a recession, this is, that's going down. I'm not experiencing it, you know, we're not experiencing it, you know, in my line of business and what I do and my lifestyle and, you know, people that are around me, you know, I don't really experience that. And if I did experience it, I know bad times. So in those bad times, I know all I have to do is, you know, keep on trying and set a goal and try and complete it, you know?
Yes, definitely. I hear you. So, I mean, I'm always amazed, though, because, you know, it looks like I said, like you're a fun type of person to be around. So I'm super excited when you start doing your tour and everything like that, because if it's somewhere in New York City, then I'm definitely going to be in tune to that, not missing that, because I was stating earlier that I never knew or learned, so to speak, how to whine. It was always like I couldn't get my hip around to that clock position, like tick-tock position.
Tick-tock.
So... like, it seemed like my hip won't go left, like it always had a stiffness in that side or something. So I was just like, yeah, you know, even though that happened, I'll still be out there having a good time. Like, my hip can't whine, but it's okay. It goes half whine. So maybe we should work on a song called Half Whine, Half Whine.
Don't worry. When I get up there, I'm going to show you. We'll get that knocked right out. That's no problem. I'll teach you how to whine.
Awesome. So... anything you want to put out there to the world about Mr. Melody, what they have to look forward to, where they can reference and find your music and get in tune with you. I have Miss Austin that's tweeting us telling me that, you know, she's digging your vibe and your sound and your cool people. So there's people tuned in listening to you tonight, and it's only going to get better from here because I love your song so much that I'm keeping it in rotation. So people are going to start choking me like, okay, please tell Mr. Melody to send you a new track ASAP.
Well, that's a definite. I got a track. You get it's on the way, and I just want everybody to know. You know, first off, thank you for having me on your show, and all of my fans are listening and giving me a chance. You know, just to, you know, to go on YouTube and hear me. You know, hear what I gotta say. I just want to first say thank you to everybody. But you can find me at MrMelodyMusic.com. Twitter's MrMelodyMusic.com, everything. All roads lead to me.
Absolutely. And do you have any choice words that you would leave for our listeners as far as, you know, musically, for people that want to branch out into the reggae genre or pop genre or just music in general? What are some choice words that you can leave them with tonight?
Don't stop. You know, just don't stop, you know. If it's what you love, do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have Tisha in the chat room, and she, you know, is now following you on Twitter. So she's going to be expecting to follow back. She's an avid supporter of people that come onto the show. So she's definitely a good person to have as a follower because she will tweet and retweet and tweet the – so you'd be like, dang, like, you know, you think she was, you know, the developer of Twitter. Seriously.
That's
so definitely, right, if you can, follow her back because she's now following you on Twitter, and that's awesome. And just
okay.
Any new projects or anything that you have coming up, just keep us in tune, okay?
Definitely. I'll be following her right away.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Melody. I love what you're doing, and I look forward to everything that's to come with you because you are amazing.
Well, thank you very much, and I have the just have to let me know what kind of food.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. So I don't know how we're going to make this all happen, but we're going to talk about this off air. We're going to figure this out because I'm about to follow you on Twitter.
Concierge service.
Concierge service, definitely. I like food in bed, definitely. Yeah, especially if you're cooking it. You can feed it to me and all that. Like, I'm ready.
Okay,
all right. I'm a straight mess. So I'm about to follow you right now so that way I can follow your tweets. And, you know, if it's ever something that's coming up and you want it out there and broadcast live, then I'm definitely the woman to, you know, to put that out there for you. Not a problem. We're family now, so stay in touch. I don't like interviews with people where it's just like, okay, I did my thing. Now I can forget about the intern show with Miss P because I'm not having it. I will become your stalker overnight. So stay in tune unless you want a stalker. It's up to you.
That's great. I can't wait for it.
Okay. You have a good night, Mr. Melody, and thank you again for sharing your time with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yay, guys. So that was Mr. Melody. Super, super cool, laid-back dude. Stylish, talented. He can cook. Hot hair, hot outfits. Woo. And he said, don't even worry about it. Let me worry about the wedding, and you just be there. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about every single day of the week, you know. And what he doesn't realize, okay, you can't say stuff like that to me because I will definitely hold you to it. Okay, so shout out to Mr. Melody again. Even shout out to See More Cash. Although you stood me up, I will be hitting up your PR and trying to figure out what happened. I know things happen, but I'm the type of woman that like my lines crossed and my I's dotted. So when you stand me up, there's hell to pay. And all those that know me know that that is definitely about to happen. War. So anyway, guys, I just want to thank you so much. I want to thank all of the people that joined our contest to win the opportunity to interview the guest of your choice. So shout out to Jay Holiday, shout out to Levert 2, shout out to John B, shout out to Anthony Q, to Brian Angel from Day 26, and everyone who allowed us to put this contest into play so that the fans can gain, because that's what the Intune Show is all about. It's not just music. It's about bringing the real. It's about empowerment, uplifting, embracing, and bringing the people closer to the people that they admire the most. So I love what I do, and I love the fact that all of you guys tune in to support me. And I enjoy the fact that we have awesome guests on the show like Mr. Melody to bring us the melody of music. So with that being said, guys, you know how I roll. I'll be on tomorrow night with author Phyllis and also with author Ballheaded Queen. So stay in tune for that, guys, at 7 p.m. I know it's a little bit late in our schedule, but I try to accommodate everyone. So if you guys are home doing nothing, tune in. If not, catch it on archived. Have a good night, and you guys know to stay in tune with Miss P. Bye, babies.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.